Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Gates. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Warren Cromarty. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brad Mills. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Gullickson. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Bill Gullickson. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, John Stearns. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Jorgensen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Pulleo. Pitching for the New York Mets, Charlie Pulleo. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines takes first base on ball four. Mike Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pulleo fires to first and picks off Raines. One out. Mike Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first, with Gullickson covering, for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gates settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a pop-up towards third. Mills settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a pop-up towards third. Stern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brad Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pulleo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mills fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Stern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Gullickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullickson strikes out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Mike Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Raines steals second. Mike Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates is 0 for 1 in the game. Gates takes first base on ball 4. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Tavares now playing shortstop. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Pulio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pulio strikes out. One out. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver strikes out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cromarty hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brad Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 1 in the game. Mills strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Foster strikes out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 1 in the game. Stearns takes first base on ball 4. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullickson fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Gullickson. Stearns moves to second. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stearns fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Gullickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullickson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gullickson hits a pop-up towards short. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Raines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges hits a pop-up towards short. Tavares settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Pulleo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pulleo is 0 for 1 in the game. Pulleo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gates hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 2 in the game. Dawson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman fields the ball and throws to Pulleo covering. Safe. Gates moves to third. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cromartie hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Carter and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cromartie throws the ball into Tavares, who tags Baylor trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Wilson scores. One out. It's 1 to nothing, Mets. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mills fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kingman hits a line drive into right field. Cromartie picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cromartie. Foster moves to third. Kingman moves to second. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mills fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Foster scores. Kingman moves to third. It's 2-0, Mets. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodges bunts towards the mound. Gullickson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kingman scores. Jorgensen moves to second. It's 3-0, Mets. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Joel Youngblood now playing right field. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Ron Gardenhire now playing shortstop. Bob Baylor now playing second. Brad Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-2 in the game. Mills hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-1 in the game. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Brad Golden pinch hits for Bill Gullickson. Brad Golden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Golden strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bryn Smith now pitching. Charlie Pulio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pulio is 0-for-2 in the game. Pulio strikes out. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a pop-up towards short. Tavares settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Raines strikes out. One out. Mike Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gates strikes out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-3 in the game. Dawson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dawson. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Dawson steals second. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8. With the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mills fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine now playing left field. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Carter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Mets. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cromartie hits a fly ball into left field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brad Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mills takes first base on ball 4. John Milner pinch hits for Frank Tavares. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner takes first base on ball 4. Mills moves to second. Dan Norman pinch runs for John Milner. Jerry White pinch hits for Bryn Smith. Mike Scott now pitching. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mills moves to third. Norman moves to second. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scott fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 3, and Montreal Expos, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.